you are then capable, and really only then capable, of really generating massive power with your vibration and massive intensity of what you want. You can really focus. It's like, I don't want this. I'm sick of this. I'm sick and tired. That's why there's a point where everything changes for somebody. And that's when they get sick and tired of getting sick and tired. That's the point where they stop looking at what they don't want and the bad circumstances and situations in their life. That's the moment that they stop looking at it. They turn their back to it. And now they go, I'm sick of this. This is what I really want. And that's when massive desire is developed. Massive clarity of what you want is developed. And that's when the vibration is thrown out from your brain with massive power and massive intensity, and you focus on it and you're obsessed with it, which means you're thinking about it all the time. And you become and you get what you think about most of the time. Because what you're vibrating most of the time is what is being attracted into your life. Make sense? Good. Any other questions? Okay, what if I'm feeling depressed all the time and I'm having a really hard time feeling good? Well, first off, what that means is you've really developed a lot of neural pathways and a lot of habits of focusing on the things you don't want. And people do this all the time out of habit because one thought attracts another like thought with a like feeling and another like thought with another like feeling. So I see people all the time that are virtually little negative and always thinking about the negative all the time. It's their habit and their pattern, which means they have this huge ball of negative energy they're walking around with. And a little thing. A person walks into a meeting and he has a cup of coffee and he puts the coffee down and the first thing he says virtually to himself is, now watch me spill this. See, he's instantly thinking about, I'm going to spill the coffee, which he does. See, people are always putting a negative spin on everything because they're always looking at something and because of habit, they're thinking about what they don't want. They're thinking about what they hope won't happen. See, worry is negative goal setting. Worry is simply thinking about what you don't want to happen. So you have developed that huge pattern. So for you to go from where you're at to complete bliss is an impossible jump. Wherever you are feeling, remember this. Whatever you're feeling, when you're feeling a negative emotion or any emotion, whatever you're feeling, all you want to do is feel a little better. Whatever you're feeling, you want to feel a little better, a little relief. If you're depressed, wouldn't it be better if you felt anger? Because that's a little bit better than depressed. Yeah. I mean, if you're depressed, you actually are feeling better if you're feeling angry. You're kind of moving up on the emotional scale. So your objective is always just to feel a little better. And if you're feeling completely depressed and you're having a hard time feeling good, what do you do? Well, first, I would start doing all the things on the list that we talked about. Go for a walk, get some sun. Do the Callahan technique. Or go to the Gary Craig website and use that tapping technique. Very powerful. Look at the drugs you're taking, first off. Do some cleanses. It may take a few weeks or a few months before you actually start getting to a better place. Do the appreciation. What can you be appreciative? If you do that every day, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, what can I be appreciative for? That will start forcing you to focus on something good and positive, which will mean, by law of attraction, more thoughts will come in, and your positive ball will start getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's the procedure. You're at conscious competence, so you have to do it. You won't get to unconscious competence until you get to the point where your positive ball is bigger than your negative ball. This makes sense? This is why it's important, if you're doing the technique and you're defining what you want and you're thinking about it, but you're feeling bad, you can't focus on that because that goal then is too big at that moment. You're spending too much time thinking about the how and the lack of it. Do you understand? When you're thinking about something you want and you feel bad, that means you're convinced you're not going to get it. You're focusing on the lack of it, the fact that you don't have it. And now you're vibrating, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it. I don't have it, I don't have it. And when you're focusing on that, that's what you get more of. See, it's perfectly okay if you say, well, I'm massively in debt. I don't have much money. Right? Let's say that's your situation. And you want more money and you want to get out of debt. So it's okay to say, right now, I am massively in debt and I don't have much money. That's the situation. But what most people do is they go, and I have no idea how I'm going to get out of debt. I don't know how I'm going to get more money. I don't know how I'm going to get more money. I don't know how I'm going to get out of debt. I just keep getting worse in debt. I just keep getting worse and worse. Nothing goes my way. I mean, I'm so unlucky. Everything is working against me. I don't understand how bad things are. It just keeps getting worse and worse. I'm worse off today than I was a year ago. I just keep getting further and further in debt. I don't understand. Maybe I'm a compulsive spender. Maybe it's the banks. Maybe it's the interest rates. Maybe it's the fees. It's my job. I can't get a raise. I can't get more money. I'm always getting sick. Every time I'm getting close to doing something, it just works out against me. But guess what? You're vibrating that into your life, and that's what you're going to get. Instead, say, I'm massively in debt, and I don't have much money. But I have no idea how I'm going to get out of debt or get more money. But I know something will present itself. I don't know how. So right now, I know that in time, and I don't know when, but everything will work out fine. Everything always works out fine. I don't know how, but I'm sure things will work out okay. See, you're just trying to get some feeling, some thought that makes you feel better. Maybe for you, you have to say, you know something? I'm in debt. I don't have much money. And maybe I'll never get out of debt. Maybe I'll go through the rest of my life and never get out of debt and never have much money. But you know something? That's okay. That's not so bad. At least I'm not living in some country where I'm sleeping on dirt every day. You know, so maybe I'm in debt. It isn't so bad. See, maybe that is the only thing you can grasp onto and feel good about. And say, but I'm sure things will turn around. Maybe I'll slowly get out of debt. Maybe little by little. Maybe something will happen. See, you start thinking just a little better thought. The key is to feel good now, but the real key is don't focus on feeling spectacular. The real key is when I say feel good now, it's feel better now. You should always be working on feeling a little bit better than where you're at because you're all at different levels. Does this make sense? Okay, good. Question?
Yeah.